wasps. It's interesting because it's only July and you have your wasps appearing. I mean, normally the wasps emerge when the queen has died and they have no longer any sisters to feed and they have to look for food themselves, because mostly wasps feed at home. They give the little chewed up green flies and things to the baby wasps, and these exude a dribble, and then the sisters, the grown ups, lick the babies, like, here's your dinner, lick, lick. So they're not going around looking for food, they're going around looking for chewed up green flies and black flies, yeah, and white flies to feed the babies. But if your queen is dead and your wasps are now out looking for food at this stage in the game, you know, it's going to be a long, hot August.
They've been coming and going for several weeks now. It's not just a recent thing, at least 3 weeks, I would say.
But I mean, are they going after you as you go sit outside drinking your gin and tonic, or they just see them going by?
No, they're just going by. No, they haven't been any hassle whatsoever, so I'm quite happy to live and let live. It's just a bit annoying sometimes if they get into the house. Or one the other day got into my car. I didn't realise until I was driving to the office, and then all of a sudden I'm in the car and all of a sudden this wasp appears.
Nothing worse.
It's a horrible sensation, because
that's
obviously safety first.
The late Philip McCabe used to wear the sheriff's suit when he was moving his bees up, yes, the mountains, in case the bees would get out and get into the car, yeah, out of the hives, you know. He said then you'd have an shkalela.
It's just something primal takes over. You're like, oh, I have to defend myself, but I have to drive the car. So I just obviously pulled over safely.
I wonder, is there a single person in Ireland that hasn't been stung ever once?
By a wasp, by anything.
By anything.
By a nettle.
I've been stung by everything.
I remember when many years ago when I was back in college, I was in my early 20s and I was on a medication. I just noticed that shortly after taking it, after the first couple of days, I was stung by a wasp. It hadn't happened to me in a few years. And then the next day I was stung by another wasp. And then I had wasps going around me. And then the following week I was stung again on my hand. I found it was on a bus. I found a wasp crawling on me. And I went back to the doctor. She asked, how are you getting on with this? And I said, oh, it's fine. It's just, I just had a connection with this medication on wasps, because I just seem to become very attractive to wasps. And then now they're stinging me. What's going to happen in stung ears? And I expect her to say, oh, no, there's nothing
don't
there.
Don't be ridiculous.
But she said, well, that's fascinating. I've got to research that. Now maybe there's a medical paper in that. So I don't know what became of it in the end.
No, I thought you were going to tell her she came back to you 10 years later and said you were
it's
right.
It's called Hatch's syndrome. And
you weren't allergic to it.
Thankfully.
The man I'm currently married to is allergic to wasp stings, and he got stung once, and then the next time he got stung by a wasp, he got that, you know, shock, and anaphylactic shock, and his throat swelled up and he couldn't breathe.
Oh, awful. Well, that's very serious.
Well, it was that a long time ago, because the hospital he went to was the Meath Hospital, which is no longer there, and there was a queue down the corridor, and whenever anyway he went in, and they brought him to the top of the queue and they said, go around the back and pretend you're going to the loo and we'll attend to you at once. So it's very serious if you do get anaphylactic shock, and I mean that can happen to people for bee stings or wasp stings or any sort of thing can give you, and not to speak of food at all, insect things can do that as well. But it's never the first one, because your body has to react to it, and then the second one. So you're probably safe if you've got all those things and you're still living to tell the tale.
Thankfully, I've never had a bad reaction to it. So yeah, luckily I don't seem to have any allergies to things, but they can occur, and you know, later in life, and you never know. The more you're exposed to these things, sometimes the worse it can become. And so let's hope that doesn't happen. But I've never had an allergic reaction to a wasp.
I got bitten by a centipede. Did you ever get bitten by a centipede?
No.
Well, there you go. There's a new one for you to have now. I had it in my hand. I was holding it out, and the wretched thing went up, and you know the little bit of skin between your fingers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the centipedes kind of want to get away from the light, and I went in there, and it had claws. It bit me. It stung me. It absolutely bit me. And I thought, the humping wretch, I didn't know they could do this. And off it went. And I was swollen up for a few days.
The woman from Atlantis, you sound like. Remember the man from Atlantis?
Oh, yeah.
He had webs between his fingers and his toes.